the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
The election was too close to call. Both sides alleged irregularities. And when the last ballot was counted, John Kennedy won the popular vote by a margin of less than 1/5 of 1%. In 1968, Richard Nixon defeated Hubert Humphrey by a margin of less than 0.5% of the votes cast. The pundits are telling us it hardly matters who wins such a close election. They say a president with such a thin mandate won't be able to do much of any consequence. But that wasn't true for Kennedy in 1960, and it wasn't true for Nixon in 1968. It does matter who wins a close election, and you knew that when you voted. What if it were your vote that didn't get counted? What if it were your state that had a pile of spoiled ballots 60 times larger than the margin of victory, and they couldn't figure out who the voters really meant to elect, because asking them again would be too much trouble? What if your ballot were never cast, because you were turned away from the polls for failing to produce an ID, which the voters in white precincts never had to show? This Saturday, November 18th at 1 p.m., in more than 140 cities across America, your fellow citizens will be rallying to demand a free and fair election. To those who say this election will be decided in the courts, or in a county commission, or in negotiations between the political parties, we say enough. This election is going to be decided at the ballot box. Join your neighbors Saturday at 1 p.m. The pro-democracy rally in Oakland will be at City Hall, 14th and Broadway. You can take BART to Oakland City Center, 12th Street. The San Francisco rally will be at Powell and Market.